This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now you can dance, ever dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight.
And a restless nation was able to breathe again on this Tuesday morning after that Monday night when the Bachelorette made her choice.
Now, we've given you a half an hour. No, we've given you 7:13. We've given you 45 minutes. 6:30, we said, binge watch that Bachelorette final.
We're going to can't help you now.
We can't help you.
Can't help you
time
now.
Has, yeah.
We're about to reveal the winner of the Bachelorette and talk about it. And when I say we, of course, I don't mean me. Sandberg, who will do this for us?
Mary Vandeville.
Yeah.
Pete Zimmerman and his lovely wife, Molly.
Oh, we love Molly. Let's go to the phone. Good morning, Molly. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm tired. I watched the three-hour live Bachelorette finale, plus I stayed up to watch Jimmy Kimmel, plus I had to, like, stay on my phone for at least an hour looking through everybody's tweets.
I've tried to understand what I'm missing out on here. Sell me on it for the next season. Sell me on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
I don't know. It might just have to hit you, and I think maybe it's all or nothing. Like, if you love it, you really love it. If you don't, then there's something else that fills that need for you.
Yeah, the rest of life. What is it for you? What is it for you? Is it just suspending your measure of belief and just going with the drama and the love?
I actually like the finale is my least favorite episode.
Oh,
I like
too,
more in
Mom.
The middle where it's more competitive.
It's competitive.
There's more content to it. Yeah. They really stretch out the last couple of episodes.
Actually, right. You know, when they have the guys wooing the girl, they should do like an ultimate fighting thing, like a cage fighting thing where they throw guys in a cage.
Well, they do.
They do.
Yeah, they do that.
That's
yeah.
Missing,
and the group dates, they're awesome. Some of them, they throw them in. What did they do? They had a football game the other day where they were killing each other. One guy got injured.
Yeah, they had the football game, and then they had kickball, or is that where there's one guy on the season
dodgeball.
Who's a stuntman, and he was better
dodgeball
than everyone
and
else.
Kickball. I love dodgeball and kickball.
That was kind of ultimate fighting.
And there was a stuntman. One of the guys was a stuntman. He was super good.
Right, let me go where you would expect I would go at a time like this. Pete, what did you think?
It was one of the most devastating finales that I've ever watched. That's how, like, when it started, Chris Harrison comes out. He's like, you are going to watch the most devastating.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
Bachelorette
you will all
finale.
Be in tears.
The two guys.
Probably ever.
The two guys. Is it two guys or four guys that come down to the final?
Two.
So the two guys that come down to the final, maybe I saw one guy. It looked like both were crying their eyes out.
Yeah, they both were tearing up. And I don't watch it as much as my wife does, so when I was watching it, I kind of watch it passively, like look at my phone while she's watching it.
Right.
But these two guys, they both look like Tim Tebow. They both look like Tim Tebow. It's hard to tell them apart.
Yeah. She's got a type, for sure.
Yeah, she definitely has a type.
It's also hard to imagine they won't have other female companionship after this devastating loss, if in fact they did lose, and we'll find out who in a moment.
Well, Molly and Mary, isn't this The Bachelorette? When she was on The Bachelor, she was chosen,
yes.
And then the guy changed his mind.
That was the car race driver, Ari Leindike. So they were down to two, and he picked Becca. He proposed to Becca and everything, and then he dumped her afterwards. So she was just getting over this, like, what, Molly?
Yeah.
Six months ago?
He said that being engaged to her was preventing him from developing a relationship with Lauren, the other girl.
Yeah, smart.
And then
he's not wrong.
And then Becca came back last night, and she said that she was so into Blake that it was preventing her from opening her eyes to seeing everything about Garrett. And I was like, oh, please. And I don't know.
She's very damaged.
She's a mess.
She came on this like 2 weeks after Ari broke up with her. So she was very nervous about anybody like changing their mind about her or having cold feet.
Can I ask you a stupid question? These are adults, allegedly. This takes somewhere around 3 months to film.
Do they just quit their jobs?
Yeah. No, they're professional.
A lot of them are entrepreneurs.
Or they're professional
This leads to
candidates.
A lot more for them than what they had. And not in every case. There was a billionaire on this season. But they become like Instagram influencers and make a living that way.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, they do take a hiatus from their job. I think the guy that won is a sales rep of some sort, medical sales rep or pharmaceutical sales rep.
Dave, remember the old days of the dating game where Jim Lang would come out and there'd be a cheesy wall and you couldn't see and the whole thing was over in 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Remember that?
It was much cleaner and simpler and everybody had last names. No one has last names anymore.
No.
Yeah, last night was ridiculous. I mean, 3 hours. I didn't make it. I fell asleep at 9:30. I said, I can't take it anymore. Once she picked, once that was picked and everything, I don't know what I missed, Molly. Did I miss anything in the last
half
hour?
I mean, yeah, in that, you know, did you see her have to talk to Blake?
And, yeah, I saw that. It was heartbreaking. Oh.
Then she and Garrett came out and they addressed the controversy with him and
the controversy
she,
being
what
that
was
he,
the controversy?
He has liked very like on Instagram he's liked photos that are like racist and homophobic.
Oh, and, that's great. And this is the guy Garrett. She picked or didn't pick.
Yeah.
Garrett. And Garrett
he's
was
one of the
married
least
before.
Liked winners of all time, I would say.
And he was married before. Too.
So this was the Bachelorette.
Nothing wrong with people that have been divorced.
But he was married for 2 months.
This was the Bachelorette Clan edition then? Is that what this was?
Well, I don't really know that much about this world, but I know that there are super right-wing, alt-right memes are a thing. And so he's like, he has a social media history of liking anti-trans, anti-liberal women, anti-illegal immigrants.
Yeah, it's not going to last.
Well, I just
was very uncomfortable.
I have an image in my head of him in his underwear at his computer being like. Yeah,
so
I
he's a dummy for sure.
He would look good in his underwear,
dummy.
That's for sure.
Like, did they both pick out like rings? In,
yes.
So then if they find out they're the guy, then
Neil
they get
Lane.
Oh, Neil Lane.
Neil Lane
those
comes
nice
in with
rings.
The rings. They pick out the rings.
Is the ring pretty, Molly?
Her ring is pretty. I mean, I don't know. It's just like a lot of diamonds. So,
it sounds like it's a lot
pretty,
of a
guess,
lot.
But it represented their past, present, and future because it had three diamonds on it. I go, what past? What are they talking about?
You know, last week, their past.
This diamond was for the week of July 10th. Yeah.
One represents liking racist things on Instagram.
Yeah. I like that one.
All right, so Molly, Pete, Mary, what happens to this couple now? Do they live together immediately?
They're going to spend some time where she's from in Minneapolis. Then they're going to go to Reno where he lives. And then, of course, we know what's going to happen. They're going to move to L.A.
They're going to move next door to Ali Fadowski and her
before
her
they break
husband,
up.
So they can all be social media influencers together.
But everybody,
yeah, and Rachel and Brian. And
But everybody has to watch Bachelor in Paradise. I think that starts next week. Everybody has
to. It starts tonight.
Oh,
it starts tonight.
I don't have
they
a break at all.
Yeah, in the words have to. We're going to have to talk about that.
It's the best.
Well, we endure the Bachelor just to get to Paradise, because Paradise is the real gem.
It is. And they're together every day and night.
Now, is Paradise the one with Joe the grocer, the guy from Chicago?
It is, yes.
Yeah. I love it.
What's different about Paradise other than obviously it's in Paradise?
They spend all their time together, so it's not like they go on little dates one-on-one. Well, they do go on dates, but they're always together in this, you know, obviously beautiful Caribbean
It sounds dramatically
setting.
Different.
But isn't the idea that they get rid of the pretense, the whole thing, and it's just one big party?
It is one big party. They drink all day, and they swim, and that's all they do.
So it's just Lost Island.
Yeah. Yes,
Lost
and they Island. Do other things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, you've sold me. Oh, I'm available not tonight. Tough break. Molly, so you're not happy with the choice, but you did enjoy the season.
Yeah, it was fine. There were enough highlights to keep me interested, and I'm excited about some of the guys who are going to be on Paradise
and Pete,
tonight who were on this season.
Pete, you've long had a stance against Klan members winning reality shows. Are you still there?
I'm against that. Yes.
Okay. And we should say alleged Klan members. And Mary Vandeveld, thumbs up?
I didn't really like Becca. I didn't think she had that much personality, and I don't know. I think she should have picked Jason. He was his third guy.
Me too.
Was Becca's is her sister was is she a part of is she the same family? Because Becca's sister
she didn't look anything like her.
She looks totally like Becca.
She had amazing reactions to things though, and had a great read on
it. I did
it
like
all,
her.
But she was cast. She was cast as well. She's cast. We need someone to play Becca's sister. All right. Thank you, Molly. You've won nothing as always, but we appreciate your contribution.
Thanks.
All right.
I want to meet Molly and hang out with her for the next tour.
Yeah, Molly's great.
Yeah.
Well, Pete's great when he's not busting up people's apartments.
Molly's better, but Pete's okay. Yeah. But Molly's better.